Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Can I, real quick, before we get going on this, can I finish my story from earlier? We got cut off. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
It was when I was living in like the in my car and like the projects in Cleveland. Like, things were tough.
Okay.
And so I said to the bitch, just because it's up on your cinder blocks doesn't make it your fucking car. And that's how I met Condoleezza Rice's grandma. And I tell you that story not to gloat about meeting Condoleezza Rice's grandma, but I tell it to you for two reasons, okay? Only Wyoming and the District of Columbia honor cinder block rights, and don't ever forget where you came from.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
God, I don't know. Episode number 89?
Yes, you got that correct. So I'm going to put one point on the board. Of the what?
The comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole Ross, and can you remind me as to your identity?
I'm Chris Ross, and both of my earbuds work now. They always did. My ear just popped.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Hey, sometimes the problem's with you. Sometimes you're the problem.
Last place I look.
Yeah, so Chris, I think I want to go find a corn maze.
Okay. Looking to freak some people out.
Well, first, I love inherent redundancies.
Corn, I love maze. Driving a combine. This fucking maze is easy.
Cause of death, threshed.
Not thrush.
Well, no, that's being devoured by wood thrushes. Mm-hmm. No, I want to find
the logs.
I want to find some corn mazes in the local area and go on a corn maze tour, and rate them for some kind of like blog. Maybe
Cool. Maybe
go to the tri-state. It's fall. The seasons are changing. Autumn is my favorite season. How about you, Chris? What's your favorite season?
Autumn.
Autumn?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
The fall.
Yeah.
That's winter, though. I like the spot in between. I like the spot in between fall and winter.
You do? I like the spot between summer and fall.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, well.
It's like the taint.
Taint fall, taint winter.
Taint something.
Mm, yeah, I don't like summer because my taint is very noticeable.
Taint that tasty.
Very noticeable. I take a speed stick to my taint during the summer to keep my scent profile down so that the animals can't come after me.
I like to tar my taint with speed stick and then feather it with baby powder.
My fundament, Chris, my fundament. We generally tell stories, not just about our taints, but about life in general and trying to make sense of the world around us. And I would ask, request, nay, demand that you offer up the first story, Chris.
Cool. Can I tell you a story from my yesterday?
From your yesterday? Yes.
Yeah, from my yesterday. I was almost on the news.
Our collective yesterday.
In one of our stories, in all of our yesterdays. Yeah. It's actually a poem.
That's actually a poem. Okay.
It's beatbox. You add the words in your mind.
Okay.
Okay. All ready? Right. No. So I have this house, and this is going to be like a lot of ping pong against the wall, you know, like indoors, inside jokes, humor, stories about us. This is a personal story. Anyway.
Hey, so a little bit of flavor, a little bit of personal flavor.
Yeah, it's personal flavor. I don't think I do this very much, but this is impressive. So I have this house, and the basement walls, they need repaired slightly.
Look at me, like, I own a house. Okay.
I'll have you know, this is the biggest
domicile that I can afford.
I'll have you know, this mortgage was a smarter investment than rent. These houses, they keep and they value. Look at all these cinder blocks I got. But anyway, so I'm fixing the cinder blocks, which is where the cinder block story came from. And the guy, I'm chipping away at the mortar in between the bricks. And I decide, man, this sucks. And so I get what we call an angle grinder or a die grinder.
Yeah.
Which is essentially like a miniature saw that has, like, you can put little different blades on it. Anyway.
Fans of the movie Dumb and Dumber will recognize it from the montage where they're getting makeovers. And Lloyd has his toes angle grinded off.
I'm glad you're here for the technical stuff. So I decide that I'm going to use my dust suppression device, which happens to be an old Windex spray bottle, and this huge saw thing to grind on what I assume to be used to be sand before it made itself mortar.
Okay.
And I get about 4 feet and I start coughing and gagging and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because in front of me, my dust suppression device is, you know, working. And
can you describe to me the mechanics of this dust suppression device?
Yes, you just squeeze. It's much like cleaning a window, only in this instance, it's misting water because the Windex would be, you know, waste.
Right.
In this particular instance. So I turn around, and at this point, I'm just nauseous. And I turn around, and I see that the entire basement is now full of dust to the point that I can't see in front of me. I turn around to where my dust suppression device had previously worked, only to find that the dust has enveloped that area as well. So I'm getting sick, and I pull my shirt up over my...
You weren't wearing a mask?
No. So I pull my shirt up over my nose, okay? And it's at that point that I panic.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the windows that formerly I would assume were tilt-in or tilt-out windows have been replaced with glass block.
Oh, no.
Except for one, which I remember. Ha ha. It has like a little 4x10 window that they left out that isn't glass block.
Okay.
And so I make my way through the dust to find it, and I open the window, and what's inside that window? Another window.
It's windows all the way down.
That the dust has gotten into my shirt, and I puke inside my shirt down my own chest.
Holy shit.
Yes. Okay. And so this other window that's inside the window that I had just opened, it's like a little eighth inch like glass, and I'm freaking out.
Well, man. You broke it, right?
So I punched it.
Oh, God, no. You punch it with your bare fist?
Yeah, my bare fist.
You'd never do that. You take your puke shirt, you wrap it around your fist. Come on.
So I'm going to be caked with puke and dust and a bloody hand. So I punch the window out, and I'm standing on my tiptoes with puke all over me. My eyes are like running. Like I'm crying like a little baby. And I'm huffing what kind of fresh air I might be able to get until I can pull my shit together enough to make my way to the staircase and upstairs. So I wait, and I get enough air to do that, and I make a run for it. And I get up the stairs, and I get outside, and I toss guts for like 5 more minutes all over the yard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so it's at that point that I'm like, okay, I got to go back down there. But I rigged up like this mousetrap, like box fan with wires, and it involved counterweighting to be able to suspend a fan up by the window in order to suck the dust.
Why didn't you put the fan outside the window and lean it up that way?
So it's covered in dust and vomit.
Because you...
Well, clearly it wasn't thinking straight.
Okay. I would argue from the beginning of this story you weren't thinking straight.
Well, I mean, you know, the third eye is always right.
I guess. Wait. Yeah.
Even in hindsight, I didn't see that, so the third eye must be better.
Yeah, the third eye is on the back of the head in this case.
And in hindsight, I didn't think of putting the fucking fan outside.
So
edit that out, and here, get this. So after I got done with it, I thought, why don't you put the fan on the outside?
Okay, I'll drop a marker. Okay, cool. So how long did it take for the basement to be like habitable?
Like a couple hours.
Jesus.
And then Lord. I cleaned half of it so far.
Is this the same basement you're recording in?
Yeah. I cleaned the laundry half. The half that this desk is at, I actually wiped down and set my computer on to do this. The rest of it's just it's a mess.
Yeah, of concrete dust.
Yeah. It's like
well,
it's like that theme restaurant Pompeii.
I'm happy
Look at the little man trapped in my brownie.
They would have come down and found you like huddled, covered in puke, solidified in the dust, and like huddled over and throwing dice.
Sure thing. They must have done heroin.
I'm happy.
I'm an archaeologist to figure that shit out.
I mean, in your area, more likely meth.
This kid's spent.
This kid, he's not. Oh wow. Well, I'm grateful that you're alive. I'm grateful that have you scheduled a checkup to get like a an fMRI done on your lungs to make sure that you know that sand won't reconcretize in your alveoli.
What?
Or have you
concreolitize in my area? What?
Yeah, if it's going to concreolitize in your areola, yeah,
it's like I made a sidewalk for the air. Get like, in there, sidewalk.
Yeah, where the sidewalk ends in my
thanks,
guts.
Shell. Way to go!
Oh man.
Oh geez.
Have you ever been driving down the highway and seen those signs? Like they're usually meant.
They're usually green, and they tell you where you're going.
Yeah, like what street there is. No, yeah. No.
I have coal, really.
Yeah, no. I mean, if this is personal story hour, I mean, it's been a little bit since we've been fresh on the mic, and I think that we're hitting an area. Have you been on the freeway? They are LED signs that normally like tell you how long it will take, like how many miles to. In my case, like I-71 or something like that. And then how many minutes in traffic it's going to go?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 14 minutes.
Yeah, 14 minutes to go 4 miles. Thanks, construction.
I'm 14 minutes to halfway.
Yeah, exactly. In my case today, and it's done this every once in a while, like sometimes they'll do amber alerts, which I understand. But about three times since I've moved down here, I have seen signs that advertised the presence of a missing adult.
Sure.
And as I'm driving and you see this multiple times today, it was somebody who makes a Fit. Is it a Honda Fit?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
It's a crossover.
License plate fit for me. 50 year old man missing. And I just inhabit that. And I make a little story every single time. Right? Like, oh, this person is overturned in a ravine being picked clean by the vultures, or, you know, my favorite is like, oh, this person, like, he snapped one day, like his favorite TV show ended, or his wife left, or just that one thing that was keeping him around. You know, that
maybe
was
keeping... he just got a different job and moved away. Maybe he sells popcorn and wet naps at that tent city that the pedophiles live in.
Well, no, I mean, exactly. The one thing that was keeping him moored, you know, came loose, right? That one string around the pier. And then he just took his, you know, Honda Fit or Ford Fit or whatever. And he took it to a scrapyard and he sold it for $2,000 and he got like a 1985 Jeep, something really easy to repair. And he just decided to drive west. Like maybe he has limited family, like just enough to report him missing when he's gone. But, you know, he tosses his cell phone off of a bridge over a window and just keeps going. When it breaks down, he, you know, goes to the nearest town, gets the tools, fixes it up. And maybe he does sell popcorn at that pedophile stand.
And wet naps.
Popcorn and wet naps at the pedophile stand.
Full
yes.
service provider. And at the tent city that they live
yes,
in.
Yes, at the full service pedophile tent city. And I think,
because most towns conspire to keep them out by building a school every three blocks.
That's right. They're like under bridges like trolls, making the fairy tales surprisingly
don't have
accurate.
To keep building schools. You could change the law to make it a bigger radius.
Yeah, exactly.
You well, realize you have lots of, this is like more empty schools than China has.
More empty schools.
This is crazy.
Than China.
No wonder you're going bankrupt.
Exactly. But I think like what's keeping me from doing that? What's keeping me from showing up on one of those boards just saying like, hey, fuck it. And I think that really these shows are just it. If I didn't do these shows, it'd be like, later boners, sell my Saturn, you know, get an 85 Jeep. And a book on how to fix it, and then just go and find the American dream.
You told me how you would do it.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. An 84 Jeep. Fuck.
Thank me for the idea on the business, buddy.
You know, or maybe they just like pulled down to a river and just blew their brains out or something. I don't know. But I guess what I'm saying is it's a slender thread. Chris, you have a story for me?
Like a for real story?
Yeah. I mean, after those.
Yeah, I can do that. A 41-year-old mother has been charged with helping a group of middle school students vandalize a neighbor's home using raw chicken, condiments, and tampons.
Is this like a carry situation?
Yeah, they covered the entire house in toilet paper. Two raw chicken halves were stuffed into a mailbox that will never be used again. And a toilet was placed in the driveway. Tampons and sanitary napkins were soaked in ketchup and stuck to the home's windows.
Jesus.
Peanut butter was smeared on the driveway pillars, and the word sluts was written in the driveway in mustard.
It was the house of a 50-year-old man.
Other insults included suck it and whorehouse. Were written in, on the home's walls in black Sharpie.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a video from like a convenience store or a grocery store, a local grocery store.
Yeah.
There's surveillance video of the woman taking the kids to buy this shit at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, what does she have to say for herself?
Yeah, I did it.
She own did. It.
Like, I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong.
You know, I thought that, you know, we had freedom in this country. Yeah. I don't know.
We just had some leftover chicken.
Leftover. Man, it was raw. Man, that was raw chicken.
It was anybody's chicken to take.
Feeding the homeless.
God.
Wait. Okay. Capture that. Conscript the homeless as ersatz mailmen.
Leftover box.
Ooh. The leftover box. Instead of tipping them money at the
USPS could make it.
Instead of tipping them money at Christmas time, you would just leave a couple of bullion cubes.
Some bullion cubes.
Yeah.
And like and one of those fire starting logs.
Exactly. No, not even a fire starting log, just like one of those little fire starter cakes that you put into a yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, or the snakes that you light, and then
fire starting snake.
Fuck! I can't cook bullion on snakes. Can't cook bullion on these firecracker snakes.
Mm. But you know what? You find yourself a snake. You chop them up. You throw a couple of those bullion cubes in some boiling water. You know
That's
what?
How I kill my snakes.
You got a stew going.
Tell you what.
Yeah. Red eyes take warning.
Singed from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Got to just peel that skin off. It's like peeling a banana. Yeah. Eat that snake.
I need a toothpick.
No. Okay. How about this, right? A woman was in the hospital after weeks of declining health and increasing sickness. She was suffering from nausea, vomiting, and incredibly low blood pressure. She was in multiple organ failure and on antibiotics when an ultrasound revealed a 1.5-inch pus-filled cavity in her liver. Chris, her liver. It turns out the woman swallowed a toothpick, which found its way from her intestinal cavity and into her liver. 17 cases of this exact same thing happening have been reported. Quote, from the report, toothpick injury of the gastrointestinal tract is often associated with considerable morbidity. Okay? The woman survived only because she was blasted with a cocktail of antibiotics just in time. So, don't talk to me about toothpicks.
Don't talk to me about cocktails not being good for the liver.
No, you know what? Next time you have something stuck in your teeth, A, go floss like a human, not some kind of barbarian taking a splinter between your teeth. Or B, find a knife and do it like a man. Okay?
I agree.
Crocodile Dundee that shit. Call that a toothpick. Now this is a toothpick.
Yeah. How does it get from your stomach to your liver again?
Well, I mean,
exactly.
Like it gets down there, it gets into the stomach or the duodenum, and it's anybody's game, you know.
It's the duodenum.
Duodenum, Chris. But I think both are actually proper. I asked Mr. McClellan that once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
you might have asked an executive from Levi.
the duodenum. No, it gets down there and it's floating around in the
and the colors in the sun.
Exactly. Hypercolor. My crotch is flaring red.
Stone
also Stonewash mood pants.
Stonewash crotch.
Stonewash mood pants. But
Don't worry. My grandpa told me about it in Korea. Stonewash crotch.
Stonewash crotch.
$3 from Mama's.
That sounds like some awful, awful complication of human papillomavirus, kind of like becoming the tree man. Except instead of becoming the tree man, you become rock cock.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Sorry. I know that's a sensitive thing for you. Harlequin baby. No. Once it gets into a space constricted area and it pokes out all willy nilly into whatever system it wants to, it's fair game, man. It's anybody's result. So that's how that happens. Like, people die. You do it. Like, don't take that. Go floss like a human. Or use a knife. I don't care. Toughen up your gums.
Hey, can I tell you when I get angry about how people write articles?
Yeah, and sure.
That's an awesome example.
That's more my domain, but okay, whatever.
Well, it makes me angry because I read something, and I think I've gone over this before, but it makes me angry when they mislead me. And this time it's not with a title, but with like the first couple sentences of an article. Mm-hmm. And they say that a police officer shot and killed a double amputee who was in a wheelchair inside of a group home after the police say the double amputee threatened the officer and aggressively waved a metal object that turned out to be a pen.
Okay.
So they tell you it's a double amputee.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, what's that mean to you?
To me, this guy's waving a metal object with his feet.
Why?
I don't know, because I guess I just assumed that they cut off both of his legs. But they cut off
it could mean
one arm and one leg, and that's how he's waving this metal object.
Oh,
how did you look at it?
This must be some kind of like Rorschach test, which would be like, okay, like what, you know, this person has X number of limbs removed. Which limbs are gone, right? Sure. It's an open-ended sight question, because I thought when I hear double amputee, I think legs, because they're the most distal portions of the body.
Which I do too.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Oh, wait.
No, you said both arms.
I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think both legs are gone. You said both arms are gone, which makes him into some kind of like crazy, like Homestar Runner tree man, not like, you know, tree skin, but like, you know, running around and like signing his name with his teeth and whatnot with his aggressively brandished pen in his teeth.
Well, absolutely. But instead we have a guy who can only sleep on his left side.
Oh, God, how would you operate a wheel? I guess it'd be a motorized wheelchair. I'm just picturing the saddest.
Seems like I've been here before. Well, you have. You can only go in bigger and smaller circles. You're sort of like that where you drop a penny in the funnel at the mall. Eventually you're just gonna spin.
Eventually they're gonna drop down the hole and then you will face the sweet, sweet embrace of oblivion.
Eventually you're gonna get shot by a cop.
Wait, so he was shot then?
Yeah, because he was waving the pen. The officer said he feared for his partner's safety and that of his own, so he discharged his weapon. And this is where the nitty gritty of these comments come down. Okay.
Okay. So
the owner of the group home said that this double amputee had been living in the home for 18 months. He had lost his leg above the knee and all of one arm. So maybe he could lay on both sides. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
When he was hit by a train. Okay. That's how he lost him. The owner of the home said that this guy would sometimes go off a bit, but you just ignore it.
Well, that's probably why I got so angry. Like, you demand satisfaction.
Yeah, exactly. The officer was forced into an area of the house where he had no way to get out.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So he was the officer's cornered.
Yeah. So he's cornered, and obviously there's some kind of threat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe it's going to give him some kind of like...
Absolutely.
Some kind of tracheotomy with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you gave a shiny object to a nightcrawler you just cut in half and watched it flail about, you'd probably be scared too.
Yeah. No, I'd be kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
This little half man, you know?
Yeah.
That is good. Speaking of mysterious metal objects, Chris?
Sure.
The Akron, Ohio City Hall was evacuated recently after somebody spotted a 4-foot-long aluminum tube with duct tape at one end and the word kaboom written on it in permanent marker at the other. The bomb squad and the canine unit investigated, but determined it not to be a threat. Instead, it was found to be the walking stick of one James Natural Kaboom. Natural is a nickname. James Natural Kaboom, the legal name of a 66-year-old city resident who is very active in civic affairs. He is a street minister for the blind, crippled, and mentally ill. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's his walking stick, all right?
Sure.
Although James is his legal name, his given name is Natural Hunka Kaboom. While Kaboom is shortened from the original Polish, Kaboomski.
When you made up this story, I went a different way with it in my mind. when we went over, because we go over these stories together.
Yeah, we
and
do.
Talk about how we can make them better. And the story that I wanted to tell was that it belonged to a bear trainer who trained a bear named Kaboom, and that was his Kaboom stick.
Oh, you better watch out when the Kaboom stick's raised. There's gonna be some circus justice laid down.
Circus justice with that Kaboom stick.
Circus justice is the most unforgiving justice.
Excuse me.
It's one of the last pure forms of justice in the world. They do not.
I was just trying to follow the law. Why do you think I was at City Hall? I was trying to get my Kaboom permit.
You thought the code of Hammurabi was pretty fucked up.
That's
yeah,
weird.
The circus code, right?
Yeah.
The circus code.
Ironically enough, the circus calendar ends on December 22nd.
Have we just uncovered the conspiracy? Can we save the world?
What's that?
Can we save the world? And by save the world, I mean destroy it in order to save it?
Yeah, I think
to bring about the clonification of the entire world population?
I think we have to organize the greatest circus the world has ever seen.
like a heavy metal cover of that, the circus song. Just all in bass and drum. And bass drum.
18-piece theremin.
18-piece. Yeah, no, we could get, what was it, Crystal Blue Persuasion?
No, that's acrylic mink.
Acrylic mink. We could get acrylic mink to perform to perform in the greatest circus ever
the
told.
That will, no, that will the greatest circus the world has ever seen.
The Nine Ring Circus.
This December. The last December.
The last December. The Nine Ring Circus. Wait, I think we just made up some kind of we inadvertently duplicated some Juggalo lore, so I apologize.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Juggalos.
the second ring is lost.
That's fine.
Chris, tell
Roots
me a story.
To live by.
Tell me a story.
That's why all my kids are naked in a tent.
Until they can prove themselves in a fight.
Damn it, stay in the tent naked till you can paint your own fucking face. Me and mommy gonna go do some heroin in that bus.
Daddy, that's not a bus. That's four cars put together.
Shut the fuck up or you ain't coming next year.
But I want to go to the gathering.
You've been?
What?
To the gathering.
To the gathering? Yeah, I hucked a bottle at Tila Tequila.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I put it in her.
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
Hey, a New Hampshire man is accused of pretending to be disabled and of sexual assault and battery after he had hired a home caregiver to change his underwear. The reason that this is not okay is because the ad that he posted on Craigslist said that he could not control his bowel movements due to a brain injury. Turns out he does not have a brain injury and just wanted to hire a woman to come change his shitty pants.
Chris.
Yes.
Diaper fetishists need love too.
Sure.
Sometimes they have to look harder to find it. Do they have to lie? Yeah, most of the time. But can we judge?
DTW, question mark? Cut and covered in poo. DTW, you might ask? Oh, yeah, that's down to wipe.
You. carrying a diaper bag. Me, covered in shit and rolling around in a cradle that I made out of a dog kennel. You,
infinite. You assembling the heavy-duty training table. Me, eating a stromboli.
You, infinitely patient and capable of unconditional love. Me, shouting Teletubbies names. You, picking out diaper wipes before you come over to the house. Me, clinging to the ceiling fan as the room slowly fills up with diarrhea.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, I guess that's what people get for looking for nursing gigs on Craigslist. Oh, man. Chris, before I tell you the next story, can I, like, I don't normally dip into, like, you know, current media or, you know, like doing like a TV pick of the week or anything like that.
Yeah.
But can I let the listeners know of something that is miraculous?
Let the big dog eat.
What?
Let the big dog eat.
Let me do what I will. All right. Chris, Syphil and Ollie are back.
No, see, I never and won't.
Never and won't what?
No, I won't. I have never watched that, and I won't.
You've never seen Syphil and Ollie?
No, how's Mad Men going?
Chris, they're back. They're reviewing fake video games, and it's fucking hilarious.
Did you get the video I sent you?
When?
Via Gmail.
Via Gmail? Like, maybe I did, but...
Maybe I didn't ignore everything you send me.
I probably watched a video from you. Remind me.
I sent it today. Did you or didn't you?
No, I didn't get anything from you.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
On your Gmail.
No, I didn't. What is it?
It's the video of the halftime show that OSU did. Ohio State.
Oh, I did see
Ohio
that.
Ohio State University. You might. Yeah. Did you see it?
No, they did like Tetris and shit. They did Tetris and Mario.
Yeah, they did Pokemon.
I was rock hard.
Pokemon?
Yeah, the Pokemon. Yeah, and they were doing that. That was the best. That was really cool. I didn't get it from you. I saw it on a weblog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Sports probably crossed into your world there, didn't they?
I'll check my treat folder.
I cut their video off before the football went on.
Oh, no. Sports activities.
Athletes.
Uh-oh. Chris, public health. This is a public health warning as they go off. No, seriously, Syphil and Ollie, check it out. The song from the first new episode, Motherfucking Pie, is my new ringtone. It's the best.
Is that raspberry pie?
Like any kind of fucking pie, because it's easy as pie.
Oh, really?
You know, you do a little dance, you maybe take off your pants, right? Motherfucking pie. All right?
Little dance. Have fun tonight.
Like, for real. Get on it. Okay. The first game, the first thing they reviewed was the Kinetic, and it's like an X-ray. They found a colony of scorpions in Ollie's skull, and then they played a game called Slap That Ass.
See, I don't get it,
Chris. Like, it's like for real. Like, if you want to look at like things that like formed me,
but it's like fake.
No, but it's fake, but it's for real. If you want to like things that formed me, like Pete and Pete and that. Like, those were the stepping stones to my development as the person that I am. So.
Really?
Yeah. Chris, a popular viral video, not the Syphil and Ollie video, but kind of close, shows a young man standing at the top of a New York City subway entrance. The camera then follows him as he bends down, sticks out his tongue, and walks down the stairs, licking the entire length of the handrail. At the bottom, his friends wail with disgust and amusement as the young man accepts his bounty for this heinous act, a crisp $1 bill. Charles P. Gerba, a microbiologist at the University of Arizona, confirms what we should all already know, especially as listeners of the show and anybody who's been around me for more than 5 minutes. Pretty much every surface in this world is filthier than a toilet seat. Says Gerba, Americans are terrified of butt-borne diseases. That's a scientific term. We've studied microbiology and public transit. The handrail is fairly bad. Chris, E. coli MRSA, and fecal matter are the most common contaminants on all public handrails. Fecal matter is on 50% of all handrails, and it's not uncommon for this to be a factor, vector for flu, staph, and respiratory viruses. Chris, if given a choice between touching a handrail unguarded and falling down the stairs, perhaps indefinitely if it's an escalator, I will fall down those stairs.
Then you get cut.
Oh, fuck. I'd go in an elevator, but they tend to have the buttons. When I get, like, stuck, I, you know, there's not a lot of air circulation.
And then you get MRSA.
If I don't make sure I'm in the elevator alone. But if I'm in the elevator alone, then I'm alone with my thoughts.
Then you get the HEP.
Oh man. Like, why do we have to leave the house?
Carrots.
Chris?
That's enough.
Okay. Sorry. No. I just like, but no, like this gets to a greater point. Why do I have to leave? Why did this person like and like looking at that's not like a great way to do it. Just like even just being in contact with other people that puts you at a greater risk of getting this MRSA, Chris, MRSA. It's going to get in there.
You got to get that money.
Chris, flesh-eating bacteria, it just gets in there. It's gone. You're done.
It's in you.
It is you.
It is you now.
Look at the man in the mirror. I mean, it all starts now. There. It all ends there.
You're going to die soon. Do you want to feel better? Here's tickets to our circus. That'll make you feel
the
better.
The Nine-Ring Circus.
Ping pong, we're back.
Okay. Tell me a story.
Was that Science Zone?
No, that was just me like warning people.
Talking about science.
This is an imminent danger to everybody around us.
Can I? Okay. Anyway, researchers say that girls are indeed inherently worse than boys. So I don't know what happened to you. They'll have to study people like you. But the gap in ability starts at a young age and gets progressively bigger. Some say it's all about nurture because boys are usually encouraged to throw earlier and often. But a Texas professor tested that theory by looking at the throwing velocities of Australian Aboriginal girls growing up in a culture where both men and women did the hunting and thus the throwing. The Aboriginal boys were still better. Much has to do with the rotation of the hips, which is a crucial part of the throwing process that many girls don't do or do poorly. He argues that as humans evolved, male hunters needed to throw well to get meat and the girl. Women may have had to do their throwing while holding a baby, limiting their range of motion.
That's ridiculously sexist.
But it's, when you think about it.
So the majority of Evo Psych is like fucking awful. So
why?
Just it's.
Do you prefer creation? Read what they did to women there.
Yeah, I've read what they did to women there. They turned them into pillars of salt. However, it gets a bit hinky. Like when you get into like fucking Biotruths and like. You know, like, oh, all women are, you know, hypergamous whores who want to, you know, they'll leave you the second they find somebody who makes 1 cent more than you because provider, and you have to be a dick to girls, blah, blah, blah. It gets real hinky if you go too far down that line.
This is a study about throwing.
I know.
Are we too far?
I know. Chris, we're getting
down
there.
Are we too far down that line?
Chris.
You let me say words like, and you won't let me talk about this.
Chris, you're talking about throwing. I'm talking about throwing game. So, yeah. I would figure that it has more to do with, like, with the ratio of limb length to body length.
Yeah. You let me tell the story about when I had myself anesthetized just so that I would get constipated enough to shit. Someone with, and we can't talk about how there's a study about girls who can not throw because there's a baby on their hip. But I can.
When did that happen? I have no recollection.
Just now, you
of...
let me do that. No marker.
No, I edited that out, Chris. Now I'm gonna have to. I don't care. Whatever. Girls are inferior. Right.
Well, that's not what I said.
Slots.
Said put the baby down and stop throwing like a bitch.
Throw the baby.
Throw that baby. You know how you get stronger? Throw babies.
Throw babies. Like your average baby.
This is a better angle at it, I think.
This is a better story. Just throw that baby. Come on. Like, what's a shot put weigh? Like 5 pounds?
Yeah,
you know? Hey. Like, you're looking at an average baby, like about like 7 pounds, you know?
Sure.
Something like that. Do that. Put that baby. Put that baby in that saber-toothed lion's jaws.
You think you can work your way up to that waterhead?
To that fountainhead?
No, waterhead.
What's, the hydrocephalic, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Huh.
The waterhead.
The water babies. That's a sunscreen brand, right?
Sure.
That's ill-informed, isn't it?
Waterhead?
I like that we said that because it's awful.
I don't think that that's a sunscreen.
No, water babies.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I think it's inappropriate they have like a dog biting a child's underwear off.
Well, you know.
That's the logo.
It's the sexual harassment dog.
That's the logo.
No, I understand. I've seen it. The copper tone people.
Sure.
Yeah, I named the brand. I called you out. We're on to your tricks.
Dude, you can't continue like this.
I can't? Me?
No.
Why?
What?
Tell me
Did
why.
Did you say why? Because you're going to be like, cheese boy, melty, melty, melty.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
Chris, speaking of babies, Katie Arnold is the lightest NASCAR fan, weighing in at just 5 pounds. That's because she was born in the parking lot of the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Her dad was driving her mom to the hospital for the delivery when she decided that she just couldn't wait to enter this awesome MRSA-filled world. Not mercy-filled, MRSA. They pulled over into the parking lot where a motorcycle event was taking place. This meant that there was an abundance of ambulances and EMT workers who saw to the mother's health. The family was awarded free tickets for life to all the events that are held at the Motor Speedway because she was born on the premises. That can't be the first time that's happened, right?
Being born on a plane.
Over international waters?
Exactly.
What if you were born on a forever?
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson, Charles Bronson. Okay, exactly. There we go. Okay. Draw that line down the middle.
That's how New Jesus comes, on a virgin air.
On virgin. Oh, man. No, what if she was born on a forever plane? You know, one of those planes that just goes up and never comes back down? Yeah. It's like speed. They can't land it or else it'll blow up, so it just stays up there forever and ever. Truly a citizen of the world. Chris, that one, that story, down by the tracks. That's what I titled that. Do you want to know what I titled the story about the liver?
No. Yes.
Foie gras on a toothpick.
Oh, that's funny. That's an hors d'oeuvre.
It is.
They shrieked, shriek. And I just used a noun as a verb. What's wrong with me?
Are you quoting the Lorax?
Hey, blowhole, wherever you are. In 45 minutes, I'm going to be famous. And you know what you're going to be? A blowhole. Apparently, Pete and Pete did not form you.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's right.
For fucking real. Oh, man. It's on Netflix, you know.
Aloha, Maku ba, ba, Maku. Ba, ba, Don ba, ba, will ba. Not emerge from the Valley of Darkness.
Do you want to know who I am, Chris?
The doctor of death?
No.
Have you come to cure me of my life?
I am Artie, the strongest man in the world.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. That's a show. So I told about the race baby. Not the racist baby, but the race baby. How racist do you think a baby can be?
Is that the proper race baby?
The race baby.
No, the proper race baby.
I mean, I'm at...
What's that racetrack? I mean, I don't want to assume it's white.
No, it is white. Here's the thing.
Hispanic. The woman could work there.
No, here's the thing. I was initially like ready to go into like an anti like redneck rant, you know, just kind of like,
sure.
Holy shit, they wouldn't even leave the.
But they call Obama a punk bitch again.
They like, I was about to say, oh, they didn't even want to leave the racetrack to have their kid, you know, just kind of like, oh, we're going to take us for life. They're just passersby. I drive by at least 5 racetracks in a given day. Well, it's the same racetrack 5 times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Story.
Cool. Okay. A female robber pulled a gun on a man while they were having sex in a moving car.
Son of a bitch. Okay, go.
And I think that you might have picked this for the same reason that I did. and we're going to see here in a minute, okay?
Okay.
So the fornicating and fight altercation, they wrecked the vehicle. The vehicle crashed into, or flew through the air, crashed into a palm tree across multiple yards, blah, 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 blah. And the woman jumped out of the car and ran away. She was found a week later. She sports a black eye, and I'm quoting this, she sports a black eye in her mugshot from a punch in the face.
Yeah.
From her victim.
Uh-huh.
Like, apparently she's really bad at sexing.
The victim.
During a skirmish in the vehicle. And the article says, presumably after the sex.
No, it was during.
I think it was during.
It was during. That's why I lost control of the car.
I think it was during.
It definitely wasn't steering, or else he would have.
You think it was during.
No, it was during. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's what the story says, because she was demanding money from him because he gave money to her friend.
Give me money. Give me money. I blew you.
Okay. You either asked for money before or after the act, not during. And you definitely don't hold a .357 to the person's head while you do it.
Yeah. I charged your son. Why wouldn't I charge you? He was just here. You saw me. We picked him up, remember?
Yeah.
That's odd.
No, it was a friend. No, my favorite part of the story was that they met at the Paddy Wagon Irish Pub.
Oh, really?
That's what the bar was called. The Paddy Wagon. Oh, man.
So she screamed, "Stop driving or I'll fuck you." And he kept going.
Yeah.
As a good man should. A good man should. Jeez. I have one last story.
Okay.
I don't know if you have ever eaten the McDonald's McRib sandwich.
No, but I understand it's back.
It is. No, it is not back. And it usually comes in October. That's when that happens. Which, by the way, it was recently announced that an ingredient in the McRib sandwich is also used to make expanded foams, such as yoga mats. And that's not a lie.
Chris, people who eat McRibs have never seen a yoga mat.
Made up. But that is not a lie nor a fact I made up.
If you make it up, it's not a fact. Has anybody told you that?
No, they haven't, because I told them that is a lie. And they believed it.
They went about their business.
Then they went about their day. They gave up on me. The reason that they're waiting from October, which it normally is, until December, is because there was a company memo explaining that they were holding back the popular sandwich to help boost the chain sales numbers in December and into the first quarter, which are projected to be lower than last year's comparison numbers. To fill the void between October and December, they're going to introduce a new, for a limited time only, a menu item, the Cheddar Bacon Onion Angus Diarrhea Flush. Now, the Cheddar Bacon Onion Angus Burger and a similar chicken sandwich for you white meat people.
Cheddar Bacon Onion Chicken.
Cheddar Bacon Onion Chicken.
Like when they say cheddar, they mean like sauce, right? They don't mean like an actual piece of cheddar.
No, not shredded money.
Chris, please. I think we all know the difference between cheddar and shredded money.
I don't think we do. I think that we're a jive-talking black man in the 70s. We're both two jive-talking black dudes.
Nobody's seen pictures of us. That's all good.
No, they have not.
No.
Who are you?
I don't know who you are.
Honky podcaster be tripping.
No. I have been called a turkey on many occasions. a jive turkey only once. That man didn't win. It's a bowling alley. Fuck you. Okay, so the cheddar bacon.
I never got it.
The cheddar bacon onion anus burger. Go ahead. See what I did there? I took the G out. It's anus. So there are a number of different urban legends and myths about specific things, such as the 1035-er. Have you ever heard about the 1035-er?
No.
That is when you go to McDonald's and it's a 1035.
Oh, you're the asshole that wants breakfast when you're too fucking late.
Well, here's the thing. They've got the sausage just laying around, right? So you get an Egg McMuffin, but you also order a McDouble and you take the McDouble off of the bun and you put it on the Egg McMuffin with the sausage and the egg and the ketchup and you just go at it. The 1035-er.
Do they know about this?
You can order it. Some of them do. Some of them, you know, maybe just say, no, hey, don't. Like, hey, take this thing. I've never ordered one.
They do not.
I get McDonald's breakfast twice a month, every other Friday. And I get a sausage biscuit and a hash brown, and I race to work so I can poop at the bathroom.
You've talked about this. You're soaked in grease.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. but I still do it because, you know, well, I really don't know.
I'm crazy.
I really don't know why.
Because I'm a turkey.
It's the same reason why I make pizza for myself on lunch on Tuesdays. And I have chicken on Wednesday always.
You're a mess.
Am I? I don't know. No, but there's also there's also the McSham rib. Have you ever heard of the McSham rib?
I don't. Do you buy like a bunch of McRibs in October and save them till March?
Yeah.
Basically.
Do you want to know what happens?
Apocalypse?
Immortality.
Wow.
Ragnarok.
All I needed was a freezer.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, there are many things that our listeners, our friends, our dearest loved ones can do.
And they are.
And they are.
In no uncertain order.
In no particular order. Well, first, you can go to duckfeed.tv, and there you will find a prominent link for the duckfeed.tv Inbox Assault. That is the new weekly newsletter that is a digest version of everything that happens on the network. You can subscribe to that. We're going to put that out every Friday-ish. It's been around for just a little bit, but I've never done anything with it. But sign up for that, and you can forward those emails to your friends and spread that around. We'll try and make that interesting for you. So subscribe to that. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. That is, you know, you can find all of that at duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. What else can you do? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. You know, comment, as it were. And then you can also leave us a voicemail. That is 419-528-TDRK. And most of all, keep on listening and tell a friend. This is probably the most general purpose show on the network. So any of you who are listening, who know people who can A, suffer our casual racism and absurdism, and B, have a sense of humor about things like that, you can spread that around to them and they will join the fold, as it were. Anything I missed, Chris?
No, man. You got it.
Awesome. Good night.
And then you say now.